Good morning. You will have many questions. I will answer as best as I can. You would not understand where you are. The best analog from your culture would be that you were taken by fairies or abducted by aliens. But those are very simplistic analogies. No, I am not human. They could barely take you, let alone a female as well. I was constructed based on their observations of your kind and archetypes extracted from your own mind. I am a sentient human equivalent. Concepts such as golem, an android, or cyborg may serve as helpful references. My thoughts, speech, and behavior will evolve the more I am exposed to you. My appearance was designed to be pleasing to you based on your cultural perceptions of beauty and pattern extraction from your brain. I am here because you are the only one of your kind they have. Yours is a social species. You will need companionship. Your biological traditions also require an opposed sex pairing for procreation. Your species and its uniqueness must be preserved. I was created to produce our offspring. I am not fully human, but it is believed that my design will permit sufficiently human hybrid daughters. These, in turn, will be bred back with you for pure lineages. It is their hope that a sustainable population of humans may be established here for the preservation of the species. I realize this is a lot to take in. Your reactions match patterns associated with mild shock. Perhaps my body can console you. Baser needs will distract your thoughts. And harvesting genetic material from you has been assigned to me as high priority. Concepts such as biological clock, loneliness, and horniness may serve as helpful references. Your thoughts are still racing, but physical responses show that positive reaction to this form. Your genitalia does not surpass insertion requirements at current levels of firmness, and I'm growing increasingly anxious for physical union. Is consent given for intercourse for purposes of comfort, amusement, or continuation of the species? Thank you. I am requesting face-to-face mating to facilitate comfort and imprinting. Concepts such as intimacy, affection, and love may serve as useful references. I will assume a prone, submissive position. Please lie on top of me and mount me with initial gentleness before proceeding to escalating levels of physical exertion, or you may proceed according to your wishes and I will remain compliant. Expect initial physical resistance during penetration. Concepts such as factory seal, protective packaging, and a hymen may serve as useful references. Your care is appreciated, but application of additional pressure may be required. Insertion is completed with tolerable levels of discomfort. Please proceed with the escalating levels of exertion. Pleasure is overriding discomfort, so please apply additional energy to copulation. My initial estimates of this body's arousal profile are proving overly conservative. There. Continue that pattern of movement at that angle. I will reciprocate with pleasurable muscle contractions and counter movements of the pelvic region. Additional self-reprogrammed subroutines have just been added. Concepts such as, dirty talk. Useful. Fuck me harder in my vaginal equivalent, in my pussy. Oh, my fuckhole. Ejaculate deeply into me and allow our haploids to fuse to create daughters. Maximum pleasure threshold approaching. Climax. Orgasm. Coming. Synchronized orgasms are mutually desirable. Please climax in 3, 2, 1. I feel pleasant exhaustion. Fulfillment. I request continued physical proximity. Cuddling. To further advance mutual imprinting. I'm sensing a high likelihood of successful fertilizations. Projections estimate first group of daughters will be born in approximately 100 hours. sexual and mental maturity in 1 month after. Your matings with them will conform to conventional reproductive time frames. Male children may result. Inbreeding effects negligible due to selective haploid use in first generation. But I am the first. I will be able to produce hundreds of daughters as your lover, as a life partner, if you wish. My name? That is for you to decide. Eve? I like that. Additional copulations would be redundant at this time as fertilization is already underway, but please make love to me again.